Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Man, I tell you, I can't stand when my phone will just automatically go to an emergency call. Does this ever happen? You guys hit the button? Apparently, we have a setting. I think you could dismantle it, but I don't want to. But there's a way where if you hold your phone, there's a way for you to silently call 911. The problem is I keep hitting it, and then it looks like 911 is being called, so I got to be careful with that. So if 911 has been called, please disregard. I was just handling my phone and not sure how I hit the wrong button. That does happen. Okay, so one thing I want to talk about very quickly here is there are many schools that have now gone to four-day school weeks. And I just spoke to another patient this morning where I said, look, I want to take your daughter out of school the next couple days because she's sick. Parents are like, oh, they don't have school tomorrow. As, like, it's kind of a normal thing. They haven't had school on Fridays for a while. And so the question I have, and I'd love to look at data, but we don't really have a lot of data on this, is if children are going to have Fridays off or Mondays off. Some schools are doing Mondays off. No one likes a Monday. Mondays are bad luck. Let's just not work on Monday. If our kids... Remember, I grew up 5 days a week of school. Thanksgiving vacation was only Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, not the whole week. But if kids now have it as a norm, you're off on Fridays or you're off on Mondays or you only have a four-day school week, then what is their attitude as adults? Can a child who has never had to work on Friday all of a sudden, once they're adult, stay in the office or work on a Friday? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So it's worth a discussion. Now, me, even though I, as a student, was off Saturday and Sunday, I still worked. I still studied. And I did work on Saturdays and Sundays as soon as I moved out. And I went to college, UNLV, go Rebels, Rebel Strong. And I had to support myself. So Saturdays and Sundays have always been work days for me. So technically, I am one example of somebody who had Mondays through Fridays, work a day, Saturdays, Sundays off at school, but still work on the weekends. And I do. I see patients on the weekend through telemedicine. I love working on the weekends. I just do. So, yeah, you can still work. But my problem that I have is society is acting like Fridays are dead days already. That once you get to Friday, people aren't necessarily connected to work. They're not engaged. And so if they're already not engaged on Friday, does it make a difference them being off? Well, my argument to that is, well, then Thursdays are then going to start being the Friday. And people are like, yay, it's Thursday. What are you doing this weekend? And then Thursday's going to turn into the Friday. In fact, there's already some businesses that are making Thursday a half day. Well, if Thursday's a half day, already now Thursday is looking like the easy, you know. And I've worked in places where it's a Friday or somebody's Friday. In the medical setting, you're still working at top speed. At top effort, because people are always sick and the weekends are pretty busy. When you bartend, when you wait tables, your weekends are busy. But I've worked in other places where Friday, everybody's checking out. They're talking to each other. They're just there to ride the clock. And I don't want that to be the thing of, I don't think that's very healthy for the labor world. Mind you, having work-life balance is important. I don't think people should be working over 40-hour weeks. I think they should be able to be with their family. Family's way more important than work, especially since these bosses can hire you, fire you. You know, the reason why a lot of us have burnout is we put our careers first, let our families go. And now we look at that and we're like, what did our career ever do for us? No, my family comes first. So I love the idea of us getting our priorities in gear. But we do need gas and electricity on Fridays. We do need medical care on Fridays. We do need groceries on Fridays. We need mechanics on Fridays. We need construction workers. We might not need a lawyer. But, you know, there's a lot of industry. You might need a dentist. You know how many dentists are closed on Friday? Patients call in. I am so busy on the weekend with dental complaints. And I'm like, you know, well, can you see a dentist? Well, I can't because the dentist was closed on Fridays. And I get it. You know, dentists had one of the highest suicide rates for years. You know, them deciding, you know what, we'll just close down on Fridays. They're allowed to. I get that. But the problem is life doesn't end. I know it's God's day of rest, the Sabbath. Some of us celebrate it on Saturday. Some of us celebrate it on Sunday. But still, people had to eat. The sun still had to shine. The moon still had to rise. God might have rested, but he still had a situation. He still had a system going. And so if we have the newest generation of kids, the youngest generations, now going, say what? You want me to do what? It's a Friday. Do we really want Friday to be considered the weekend? Are three-day weekends now considered the weekend? Weekend means the end of the week. The week ends Saturday and starts Sunday. Or, for us at work, the week ends on Sunday and starts on Monday, however you look at it. Usually Sunday's the start of the week. So weekend means it's the end of that. Instead, we're starting to change it into 2 days off, 3 days off, 3.5 days off. And I don't know if that's sustainable. Now, some people can say, Dr. Dahlia, it works. Everybody's happy. Employees are happy. Employees are happy. That's nice. But are employees actually staying home and locked in their house all those days? Some of them are going to the movies. Some of them are going to a show. We need individuals working on the weekend. So society's answer to that is, well, this is what we'll do. We'll only have that their shift. So people who cover the weekend will have off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You can make that work as long as everybody is staffed. But when you're seeing hospitals close because there's not enough staff, when you're seeing kids fail and not be proficient, it's not working. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. The cough never comes on commercial. You note that? Notice that? 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, really quickly here, the U.S. government is allowing us to get more free COVID tests. So remember September 25th, we could go online to the covidtest.gov website. I'll give it to you guys again. And you could get 4 free tests, which are 2 boxes with 2 tests each. They have now extended it. As of November 20th, you could order 4 more. So I think you should get them. The very first set we got, I think, a couple years ago came from China, but I don't think the rest of them we've gotten have come from China. So they're, in terms of the accuracy, I'm still a little mixed, because in our family, half of us are positive, half are negative when we all had COVID. So a negative COVID test to me doesn't mean jack diddly squat. A positive test does. You test positive or weekly positive, I would count that. Maybe get it reconfirmed at a doctor's office. But if it's negative, I can't necessarily say your cough, your sore throat, your pink eye, your runny nose, your body aches, your nausea, your vomiting, your diarrhea, your fever, your chills. I can't necessarily say if that's COVID or not. Usually with flu, things come on pretty abruptly all of a sudden. Fever's usually a lot higher. With COVID, things might morph. You might first start with a sore throat, then get the nasal congestion, then get the cough, then get, you know, some of you are getting pink eye with it. But the at-home COVID test, if they're negative, it could still be a false negative. But if it's positive, you could trust it. So the COVIDtest.gov website is now giving out more free tests. They will ship out starting November 27th. So you won't have them before your holiday because the holiday, they're probably off work as well. Keep in mind the HV.1 strain is the most dominant strain now. I think 29% of COVID cases is the HV1. Even though we still have COVID deaths and we have hospitalizations rising, we believe it's even more infectious than other strains, but not necessarily more deadly. And this is starting to overtake the EG5 or the Aris one that has been the dominant one. I think now 23% of cases is EG5. We also have the FL1.51, the XBB1.166, the BA2.86 subvariants. Oh, I think the BA2.86 is really winding down. This HV1 variant is still a progeny, I think a grandchild of Omicron. So since Omicron hit us in 2021, we're still dealing with the Omicron progeny. So HV.1, not HIV1, not HSV1, but HV.1 is the current strain. The test kits may take 7 to 12 days to arrive. Each kit has two tests. They're the rapid antigen tests, not the PCR. These rapid antigen tests use like an immunoassay. It uses reagents to help react with the proteins you're giving off, the antigens, and then it will be able to tell you if you're positive. It does take a few minutes. You want to do not let the kids go into the liquid. The liquid reagent can be hazardous. Don't put it in your eyes. Remember somebody used their COVID reagent drops for their eyes? I don't know how the hell they mixed that up because eye drops look really different. Don't be getting it on your body if you don't have to, and then please dispose of it, and don't let the pets get into it. Now, your at-home COVID test that may be expired, that say expired, the FDA has now extended the expiration date on a lot of these, some of them by 9 months. So I wrote a piece on this. You can go to my Facebook or Twitter, Dr. Dahlia Show or X, and I have, it says, more free at-home COVID test now available, some expiration dates extended. And the link of the extension is on here. Let me find it. So FDA, what they did is they set up a table to show you what your, either if it's a Binax or if it's an Advent COVID-19, and they listed what they did if they, I guess, extended the expiration date. So Abbott's Binax, if you have test kits that, let's say, expired this May 12th of 2023, they're good until December 12th of 2023, depending on the lot number. Now, this isn't automatic for all of them. Some are extended by 7 months. Some are extended by 10 months. One lot extended from January all the way to November. So depending on the brand will depend on your shelf life. So the shelf life versus expiration date, an expiration date, which we spoke about last time, was when the shelf life ends, it expires. A shelf life is how long something is active to its best potential based on the manufacturing guidelines and what the manufacturer says. So if you, let's say, have a soda pop and the shelf life is 3 months, it's going to taste different, 4 months, 5 months. Now, we have, some of us have eaten old food and we didn't notice a difference. With medication, there's been studies by the military looking at some medications to last 30 years. That doesn't mean they're as bioactive. It also doesn't mean they're not hazardous. Also, the storing something for 30 years had to have been ideal. The perfect amount of humidity, not too dry, not too moist. The perfect amount of temperature, not too cold, not too hot. So when the Army looked at drugs and their bioavailability and potential active ingredients, they found that some drugs could last 30 years, but we don't. Usually when there's an expiration date, we like to follow it. But it is fascinating that the FDA is expanding the expiration date. And so these expiration dates are at play because it helps protect the company. So let's say you take one of their tests or you take one of their medications, you have a side effect or something goes wrong, and then you end up saying, well, it's the company's fault. And the company goes, when did you take the test or when did you take the medication? Well, I took it in November. They go, but the expiration date was March. You need to follow the expiration date. It's big. It's on there. They get off scot-free usually. So these expiration dates protect the company. You know, and they go, look, we can't guarantee it being fresh for years, so we'll give it a 6-month or we'll give it a 12-month shelf life. The FDA has now reviewed a lot of these, saying, you know what, they're still good. A lot of them are still good. So for those of you going, but I don't trust it, whether it's a brand spanking new COVID test kit or not, if it comes up weakly positive or positive, now, I would assume you probably have COVID or still are carrying COVID antigens and get yourself checked out or reconfirmed. If it's negative, that doesn't mean jack diddly squat to me. Because a negative COVID test could be maybe you didn't get a good swab. Maybe the swab is not functioning well. You know, maybe the virus is in your intestine. And that's why you're having diarrhea and vomiting, but it's not necessarily in your nose. That's why in China they did rectal swabs. Not that I would ever recommend that, but China was doing rectal swabs because they found that they could easily pick it up in the rectum. It's just bending over and spreading the cheeks, not really easy. So expiration dates and medications, I will never tell you to use an expired medication. Where there's no protection, there's no guarantee. And if it's a heart medication, if it's a birth control, you really want to mess with it. But have I reached for a Tylenol only to later go, oh, this bottle's expired? Yeah, no, but it's not ideal. These medications break down. All chemicals do. They break down. And so the chemistry, I get the carbon atoms and the bonds. Okay, we're not going into chemistry right now, but many chemicals will, if you notice some of your pills denature in color, some of them will crumble. If you notice some pills, you'll try to break one in half and they crumble. The point I'm making is you may actually have medicine that hasn't expired that just is old, that doesn't work. If some of your medication you bought in another country, so they just slapped a date on the box, how do you know the shelf life isn't already exhausted? Again, the shelf life is how effective it's going to be and how long it lasts per manufacturer guidelines. So signs that something's not right is an awful smell. Now, some antibiotics have a smell to them. Always ask your pharmacist. Your pharmacist is a wealth of information. And you could say, look, does this medicine smell or does it discolor? Because, you know, I want to know that it's still okay to use. And usually they'll say if there's any bad odor, throw it out. But there are some medications that do have a smell to them. You know, sometimes a bitter taste. Some medications will just have a bitter taste, but some, that taste means it's turning bad. So if you have a bitter taste. But anyway, go to the website. You can go to the FDA website or you can go to my website because the article is up there on the COVID test kits. I would say get the COVID test kits. The problem we have, though, is when we talked about the HV1 strain and how it's active in the most common strain or one of the more common strains right now, we still don't know the numbers because most people don't get tested or they test at home. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
As the cold cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions. Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA News Update. 20% of black voters expressing a preference for an alternative candidate rather than choosing between Biden and Trump. This poses a challenge for Biden considering the pivotal role black voters played in his 2020 victory. The president urging Congress to approve his Ukraine funding request before the holiday recess. The call for urgency coinciding with the likelihood that lawmakers will conclude the last week of the legislative year without reaching an agreement. President Biden being critical of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, saying his government is the most conservative in Israel's history and that Netanyahu opposes a two-state solution. A number of economists are anticipating that the Federal Reserve will initiate interest rate cuts as soon as June. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So every couple of years, we get a bad flu for our dogs and our pets. And sometimes it's not a flu. Sometimes it's a mysterious illness. They call it a mysterious illness because they might not have a name for it. And by the time they do type it and understand what strain it is, it's already over. But we're being told that from New Hampshire to Oregon, we have an infectious respiratory disease that is spreading among dogs. And it is now described as a, quote, atypical canine infectious respiratory disease, meaning not the typical respiratory disease that canine or dogs get. Also, it's affecting mostly the respiratory tree. The Oregon Department of Agriculture said in a November 9th news release, symptoms are coughing, sneezing, eye or nose discharge, and lethargy. Or they're very tired, they don't want to play. According to CNN, veterinarians in Oregon have reported more than 200 cases of the disease since mid-August. Other cases have been reported in Colorado, Illinois, New Hampshire. So according to Dr. Ryan Schultz, an Oregon state veterinarian, he told the American Veterinarian Medical Association, based on the epidemiology of the cases reported at this point, the cases appear to share a viral etiology, but common respiratory diagnostic testing has been largely negative. So it might not be testing positive for some of the viruses that we see in animals, flu, parvo, things like that. So we aren't really sure where it came from. They're looking at that. Could it have been a mutation? Could it have been leaked from a lab? Who knows? But the Washington Animal Disease Diagnostic Laboratory is also on the case. They've reported cases of this mysterious canine disease, and they have noticed a large uptick in dogs having this respiratory disease. Now, I know some of you are like, my dog is always sneezing. Always. You know, I honestly, our dog will sneeze and will, you know, and just, and loud sneeze. You know, so we call her coronavirus ooze. And she, but it's still rare. This is where it's a lot more often than what they usually do. And I would always get it checked out because, unfortunately, and we also know that COVID even lives in some of these animals. But we can't necessarily, that should have been tested for and identified. So it's fascinating that they, most of the tests they have aren't picking this up. Now, that doesn't mean that it's a brand new unknown spanking virus. It's if they don't have a particular test that could pick it up, or their tests aren't equipped to pick up the strain, it might not. So let's say this is COVID. I'm not saying it is, but it is a variant of COVID that the typical animal tests that were based on the wild type can't pick up. Okay, we won't know about it until somebody makes a test. So when they say tests can't pick it up, that just means we don't have the right test yet. So these, the coughing, lethargy, fever may persist longer than a few days. So what do you do? Well, you need to be careful with other dogs. And so you want to make sure that when your dogs go out and play, so when Uzi goes to go potty and we take her out to go potty, you know, she likes to run up to every dog and sniff them and talk. Maybe just kind of keep them away from other dogs for now. Now, the problem is a lot of you are going to be dropping your dog off at a kennel because you're going on vacation or you're going to see family. And so you want to ask the kennel or the boarding facility what they're doing to separate them. Most of them don't have that means because they let the dogs play together depending on size. They're usually in one room with the separate cages. And so keep in mind, what I'm really concerned about is that now that people are dropping their dog off or dropping their dog off with a dog-friendly family that has dogs, this could spread even more. I don't know if any dog has died yet. So, dog owners should make sure that their pets are up to date on their vaccines, especially canine influenza, Bordetella, parainfluenza. Try to reduce the contact with other dogs. The greater the risk is obviously the more they are exposed to a viral load. And then if your dog is sick, you know, keep your dog away from other dogs and vice versa. Get your dog seen by a vet. And another thing that I can't do, and I wish I could, is try to separate water dishes and food dishes. So most of us have multiple pets. So what you need to do is you need to separate what they eat from and drink from. Because we don't know much about this virus, we're thinking it's spread by droplet transmission when they breathe and sneeze and spray and drool. But obviously that could get on the food. So these are things you kind of have to watch out for. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So flu is here. We are anticipating a more active flu season, nothing like pre-COVID, but we do have some states where there is high flu activity. Flu season usually peaks, December and January, but it could start as early as October. And apparently the activity is increasing rapidly in the southeastern, south central, southwestern regions. So Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, New Mexico, South Carolina have reported high or very high levels. Now, I live in Nevada, and southern Nevada, a man has died from flu. It's our first flu reported death of the season. There's also been deaths reported in other states. I believe there was a pediatric death reported in Mississippi. District of Columbia has elevated levels, and then I think Puerto Rico. Now, with the flu, it's a little tricky because people are using telemedicine. So what people are doing is they're not going into the doctor and getting swabbed. They're going on telemedicine platforms saying, I have flu, give me Tamiflu or Xofluza or another antiviral. And some doctors are like, fine. And so nobody's getting tested, or not a lot of people are getting tested. So my concern is that we might have higher numbers. Now, what the how the CDC guards against that is like an underreporting or an accuracy with that is they could look at the wastewater. Now, I don't know how active they're doing that, but right now the flu view map, and the primary strain is, I believe, the H1N1. It's a type A flu. But the flu map shows that the southern states have it more, which is actually fascinating because the northern states are cold. You know, they're getting snow up north. Yet, for a lot of the southern states, it's still warm. And so I do find that fascinating. Usually, flu will hit the southern states more. And I'd like to kind of figure out why. Now, it could be because people are out and about. So if you live in Vermont and you're freezing, or you live in Minnesota and you're kind of staying home, and you're staying warm, you might not be out and about getting something. But if you're in Florida or Alabama or Louisiana, and you're like, the weather is beautiful, this is the time. I got to tell you, I was in Louisiana in November a few years back. Perfect weather. Even December, but November was amazing. October, November is amazing for Louisiana and going down Bourbon Street in the French Quarter. So maybe a lot of people are out and about then. So Puerto Rico. A lot of beach time, you know, same thing with Florida. So maybe that's what's going on, because if you look at the states, California, New Mexico, Texas, so it could just be people are, you know, not avoiding others. But with flu, again, to determine if you have flu or COVID, testing is paramount. But if your COVID test is negative, that doesn't mean you have flu. If your flu is positive, then you have flu. But just because your COVID is negative doesn't mean what you have is flu. And so I do think we probably have more numbers, and we might never get the reporting we need now that people are getting treated over the phone. Now, somebody could say, but Dr. Dahlia, when a doctor gives Tamiflu, do they then report the flu to the CDC? Well, the problem is it has to be verified. So reportable illness, you could still report, but in terms of confirmed cases, the CDC really needs to know confirmed cases too. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so I think the elephant in the room that nobody wants to talk about, but we need to talk about, is I think we're seeing Travis Kelce too much on these commercials. I'm very happy for Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. I'm a fan of Taylor Swift. I'm a fan of Travis Kelce, tight end for the Chiefs. But I see him succumbing to what many people do, not only athletes, when they start to get too much publicity. That fumble yesterday against the Eagles, we got some stats here. I don't know if I have some stats. I think he had, in his first three games during the season, 17 catches for 155 yards, followed by 31 catches and 370 yards over the next three games. But then in the last three games, he's only had 16 catches and 116 yards. So they lost to the Eagles, which they shouldn't have done. The Chiefs should not have lost to the Eagles. I know the spread was 2.5. Originally it was 3, then it went down to 2.5. But Kelce's, no one's feeling sorry for him. Nobody should. Yeah, he's got still a good career. He's got a brother on the Eagles. He's got a family. His mom must be beside herself. I mean, I look at my boys going, guys, really? You know, making farting sounds. This is what you guys should have done. That was a mama's dream. But no, I love my boys to death. So having two boys play in the Super Bowl like they did last February and then have their matchup, their post-Super Bowl matchup last night, very, very exciting and it's amazing. But I think we're seeing too much Travis Kelce. And I understand during their off season they could go on vacation. They could work on their endorsements, but we're seeing him, I think it was a Campbell Soup, was it Verizon Wireless, or he's in almost every commercial. Now, maybe to me, it seems like almost every commercial is Travis Kelce because I watch a lot of sports and have the sports stations on, but other people are like, no, we see him all the time. And then he fumbles like he did yesterday, and he doesn't give as many yards as he should have, and they lose. And you start to wonder if he's kind of getting that post-publicity curse. Now, it's not Taylor Swift. Everybody says Taylor Swift is cursing him. Every time somebody dates, you know, no, I don't think it's that. I think having a personal life, I mean, look at these players where they have babies on the way. They know how to separate personal life from sports. They've been in sports long enough. They know how to do that. Okay, and they know how to make sure nobody gets in their head. So I don't think it's that. Nobody needs to blame Taylor Swift. But there's a phenomenon I see that doctors have to be careful with also, where, you know, he's a tight end, which is a very important position. But, I mean, you know, we saw Aaron Rodgers. He's a quarterback a lot in these videos. And we see Mahomes, and we've seen Tom Brady. And every now and then we get a glimpse of Jimmy Garoppolo, and I wish we got more of him. But for a tight end to be glorified that much, they may not be as used to the attention. And they may get the bug. Not to mention, look at the money he's making. And so for a tight end who deserves all his accolades because they've made it to the Super Bowl, not only with Mahomes and everybody else, and Tyreek Hill also did really, really well with the Chiefs when he was on it. And when you look at all the other, you know, players and, you know, Kelce, Mahomes needs Kelce. Kelce does deserve the accolades. But when somebody who isn't always in the public eye and always gets the attention is now getting a lot of that attention, is there a subconscious or inadvertent change that happens to their performance? And I think it does. I think what ends up happening is there's a lot more pressure on you. You know there's more eyes on you. And it does change. You know, when you think, well, no one's watching, no one's listening. You know, same thing with my show. When I do my show, I think that nobody's listening. And you're like, well, you're probably right. If I, for a split second, fathomed the number of listeners in all the cities I'm in and all the podcasts, I would have to catch my breath. And I would get nervous. And I would stop, and then I would try to rethink things, and I would try to do a better show, probably. But, I mean, You do. You almost do get a little nervous. And you might not, you might be ready for it. You might think you're ready for it, but it does change the dynamics. And for those of us that saw Rocky III, case in point, here's Rocky getting all excited. He's got all this fame, all these endorsements, and Burgess Meredith is telling him, Mickey's telling him to stop it, you know, start getting back to work. And he ends up kind of, you know, goofing around. And meanwhile, Mr. T is busting his butt to get ready for the fight. Burgess Meredith dies. Rocky has to have a come to Jesus moment. And then he goes and he works his butt off. He gets away from the publicity. And then he regroups. This happens. With doctors, I get really nervous because I see doctors do stupid. I see doctors want to get fame. And then they go out there and they sacrifice some of the medicine they're doing. Or they sacrifice the character of their practice and what they do to get the fame. And they could be making big mistakes. Look at those doctors who went online saying, you don't get vaccinated for COVID, we're not taking care of you. And look at the backlash. You're like, so if somebody smokes, you're not going to take care of them? If somebody, you know, forgets to use a condom, you're not going to take care of the, you know, the woman who's pregnant. And so people get themselves, sometimes they lose their focus when they are inundated with that sort of, attention. And so I don't want to see the Chiefs struggle. I think they will still make the playoffs, but Eagles are a good team. And they let their guard down, and they should not have lost to the Eagles. They should not have. Looking at the injury reports and all that, but if the Chiefs really rely on Travis Kelce, well, look at how they lost first game of the season, because they didn't have Travis Kelce. Now, I get, if I was Travis Kelce, I'd be like, you know, I'm all that. I get that, because they lost, and a lot of us got hurt in our survivor pool and on our fantasy football teams, because Kansas City lost week one, because they didn't have Travis Kelce. But at some point, you can't always get better and better and better. You will peak. And there's a chance that we have seen his peak. And it could be very, very rough going down from this. So for those of you who are like, look at me. Look at me, I'm doing well. This is the way that, you know, yes, stop and smell the roses. Enjoy it. Very rarely do we all get to peak. I've been married 27 years. No, but very rarely do you get to experience that. And just, you know, it's magical. But don't let it get to your head. And, you know, maybe Travis Kelce doesn't need to be on every flipping commercial. Every time I turn the station, I see him. And again, he's a good athlete. And yeah, he's kind of funny. And maybe he's doing it because he wants to go into show business. Look at how Tom Brady was in Ted 2. I thought Tom Brady did an excellent job in Ted 2. Maybe he's not the best actor, but I could watch him for a while. Same with Jimmy Garoppolo. Maybe they're trying to set up their alternate career. But I see people make these mistakes. I see realtors do it too. And some people build up such a false narrative of their fame that then they can't do something else. I've known radio hosts who have lost their jobs. And they struggle finding another job because they're like, but why would I do that? I was famous. If I need to wait tables, I'm going to wait tables. I love waiting tables. So you got to make sure you have that humbleness in there, because that humbleness keeps the drive. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparation.
preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.